is another podcast, and today's episode is going to be somehow similar to the previous one. And I wanted to take this moment to say thank you for all those that are tuning, those that subscribed, and those that are following up with this podcast. So you can subscribe also if you're listening, wherever you're listening to, just search it up or look it up on Spotify, and be sure to subscribe. I can't say enough how my subscriptions are important for this podcast at this time. So today's podcast is going to be on fonts or typeface that are very great to use for display. Now we have different display fonts out there. You can choose whichever suits you. But today I'm going to be talking about five great fonts that are clean. And they are definitely a must-have in your toolbox or toolkit if you work in design, art, or web, UI designer, anything that's got to do with design, the layout prints, or for the screens, do stick around and I will share. So I'll be right back. So today being September 11th, we all know what that day means and what that day represents. So for a while, a little minute, we're going to have a moment of silence to acknowledge and to observe for those that passed on and those that lost their life in heroic fashion to save others. Okay, welcome back. So today we're going to be talking about these five great fonts that I have used before or I intend or plan to use on my personal project, and as well any project that comes through that has a need for them. So the first of these fonts I will mention as Black Hand Sans. So Black Hand Sans is a great font I've been eyeing. It is big, huge, and it will get you greedy for bigger fonts like that. So it is a great font for display if you want to have something bold on your content or on your hero banner. Maybe you have a billboard somewhere, you want to use a great font to represent that bold statement. You can use Black Hand Sans. And where can you definitely find one and use it for free? Probably if you be using it for personal things, and if you're using it for your brand, please do check up the authors of this font. They might have something for commercial use, and I don't know, but what I do know is that they are free and available on Google Fonts, so you could go check them out. The second thing I want to, the second font on the list is Archival Black. And Archival Black I've used myself, and I think, I haven't used myself because I have used a number of fonts and I've discarded a number of fonts. But then I've come to pick this five because they look quite the way to go when you want to display fonts on your website. something bold on your website besides other combination you have going on. I use another font quite often, and it's like I have the bias for it, but then yeah, I'm changing. And this entire podcast is morphing to be something much more that I would like to hang around and see it grow. So that is to talk about Archival Black. Archival Black is also available on the Google Fonts website. So please do look it up. And then we come to number three. And number three is... I'm going to talk about Abril Fat Face. And Abril Fat Face, pardon my language, sounds like a curse word, but apparently it's not. If you're listening, it is a font name, and it can be found on the Google Fonts website. It isn't a curse word, and I'm not a big fan of curse words. I don't like to hear curses, and I don't like to say curses. That it was funny the first time I saw Abril Fat Face on the Google Fonts website, but then we got to bear with it. It's not a curse word, and it is just like the previous two I've mentioned. It's just got some style to it, and it's a little fat, and that's great in the sense that it's very bold to use in a bold statement to be used on the website. A print where you need to make a bold statement. All right, so then the fourth I'm going to talk about Montserrat looks an average clean font that you can use in any sense, in any way, in any fashion, but then it also gives you the ability to use in display. And in display, you want to let people see what you want to say without any sort of distraction. So in talking about it for number four, I think it's a great font to include for number four. And I know some people might disagree. There are other great fonts out there, but yeah, so long as it's not Comic Sans, I am totally for Montserrat for being a display font that I can include in the top five that I'm talking about. So I'm going to pause and have a drink, and I'll be back with the last one. We've all been waiting for the last one, the number five of the five I've said I'd be mentioning. So this number five is going to be Poppins. Why not Poppins? Because Poppins is clean, and with a little bit of strong or bold variation to it, you kaboom, just have yourself a display font that is not, does not suck, and that is clean and clear. You can use in your bold billboard or whatever you intend using it for. So that's it for today's episode of DocSpot. I hope it's not underwhelming. We are culminating things on here so that it will be much more than we started, but then we build up to something much cherished by you, the listeners. And in order for us to know that you're listening and you're craving for what is being dished out here, please do subscribe, and feel free to leave a comment, interact on our social platforms, and then I will catch you in the next episode. Stay blessed until then, and be good.